right, everybody's talking about this today. Ringo Starr has now joined the list of Bruce Springsteen and I believe Bryan Adams. Or is it Ryan Adams?
No, it's Bryan Adams. I know he canceled something the other day.
Shows
and Jimmy Buffett made some statement about not agreeing with the laws, but he wasn't going to cancel his show over it.
Oh, he needs the money.
Jimmy Buffett does, yeah.
Well, this is where people take notice, and Springsteen's pretty huge. He sells out and does like 3.5-hour shows.
Yeah.
Not saying anything's wrong against Ringo and he's not, you know, top of the heap. But if more people decide, hey, I'm not going to be in North Carolina anymore because of this state's House Bill 2, where basically in a nutshell, if you are transgendering, you have to use the restroom facilities of what is listed on your birth certificate.
You know, the cloud is only because the tickets are sold. You know, so it'd be different for Springsteen to say, I'm not going to stop in North Carolina.
Right.
Wouldn't hurt as much.
Right.
But I do feel bad for the people who hate the law, too.
Who are missing out on seeing his show.
Yes. Paid for the tickets
right.
And, you know, all of that.
Well, they'll get it refunded.
But still, they miss the experience of seeing him.
I know.
I mean, I get it. That's what he has. I mean, I get that he's doing it.
You're
and everything,
punishing
but
somebody who shouldn't be punished.
That's how it always happens,
yeah.
Though. Somebody's bad in class, the whole class gets punished.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Former classes.
Yeah.
I was usually the one. And we talked to Joe, a woman who said, you know, I hate to say this word, it's the evangelicals. And it isn't. There are some evangelical people that don't agree with this law.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I got reprimanded in a text. And it's true. You can't say it's one group of people because that's religionism.
Yeah, I guess it is.
And then someone is claiming it's really fear. People are afraid. The issue is about fear of those who are different. I don't understand what there is to be afraid of.
Well, you know, Ted Cruz, not to be too critical of him, but he just to use his words, because he put it this way. He said, men should not be going to the bathroom with little girls, you know.
Well, that part's true, but you can't simplify it this way.
The implication is that someone who's transgender is going to go in there with the idea of, you know, doing harm to people.
Right.
They just want to go to the bathroom.
And someone, you know, to prevent pedophiles, people who are gay or transgendering does not make them a pedophile. That is a whole different thing.
Sure. Right.
And I just, well, here, let's just take the phone calls. All right.
All right.
Because there's a text, too, that is just, you know, I identify as a cat, so will you please put litter boxes out for me? I demand it. That's just stupid. So, Randy, I hope you weren't going to say that.
How did they text in if they're a cat? Come on, your paws don't accommodate for a text.
Hi, Randy.
Come on.
Hi.
What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Why do we even have to deal with their issues? Why do we have to deal with cross-gender issues? That's their choice. That's not something we or the government or anybody else is making them do or anything else. That's their choice. So why does everybody else, like you and I, have to deal with accommodating them?
Well, the problem is that this law came up in North Carolina stating you have to use what you were born, basically. The equipment that you were born with, you have to go into that restroom. If this law was not put into effect, no one would care. Just, you know, if you look like a woman, go in the woman's bathroom.
Exactly.
I agree with you, Randy. It's, you know, it's...
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's the world we live in now, Randy.
Yeah, crazy world.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. That was a crazy laugh, and I enjoyed it immensely.
Wasn't Mayberry in North Carolina in the Andy Griffith Show?
You would
what
know
were
that.
What the bathrooms like at...
Well, I'm worried about Thelma May.
Thelma Lou.
Thelma
Lou.
Thelma May.
She's been in the bathroom a long time.
Thelma may not.
All right, Susan, you raise a great question, which Bill and I were just talking about off the air. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, does that mean mothers can't take their sons in the ladies' room, or fathers can't take their daughters in the man's room when nobody's around to help them?
Yeah, that gets tricky, too.
See, because Bill has two girls, I have two boys, and it's pretty much standard procedure for moms to take young boys into the bathroom when they're still at that age where they need help.
Yeah.
But my question to Bill is, when his girls were little and Terry, his wife, wasn't with you wouldn't take him into the men's room.
No, I would not. And I was, as I was remembering back, I think every time we were in, and it's impossible to imagine this, but I think every restaurant or shop we were in,
or movie theater,
had what they call a family bathroom, where it was, you know, whatever sex you were welcome into that bathroom. But I know that couldn't be the case,
no.
Could it?
I mean, I've, you know, my husband has seen men take little girls into the bathroom. Unless you, would you rather trust a strange woman to take your kid into the bathroom for you? I mean, what do?
You just take the little girl in the man's stall and put her on the pot and let her go and come back out with her.
That's why all the urinals should be beyond the stalls. Because
that's right.
You shouldn't come in and get, like, you know, like the appetizer platter.
Is that what you call it?
Yes.
Is that true?
Hey, thank you for calling, Susan. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Maybe they should put, like, there should be a dispenser, like a blindfold dispenser when you walk into a bathroom, and you could just put that on a kid and just go, look, for the next 60 seconds, it's going to be really dark.
That's going to be, like, a total torture.
Right.
And kids will have to go to therapy after that.
Yeah, I guess so.
All the stalls are up front, you know, you get a – I don't know if your men's bathrooms are like this. I'm sure there are. But at big places like the United Center or wherever, you have, like, various ways you can go, like two aisles.
Right.
So why can't they just have all the stalls and stuff in that front area, and then if you need to use the urinal, you just walk beyond the stalls?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I've solved the world's problems right then or
that's a lot easier.
Here. All right, another question, because we have questions, and that's why we talk about it.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. Do you have a question?
Well, I got a comment. Hey, Bill. Hey, Wendy.
Hi.
Hey. My daughter's not real attractive, kind of a, you know, shot putter type.
Yeah.
Does that mean someone's
going to
I knew you were kidding, Mark. I can tell by the laugh. But let's say hypothetically,
but wait,
Mark,
I
had
ruined
a daughter.
Your joke. Go ahead.
Go on.
No, it's okay. Well, I do want to make a real point about this. Way back when, I used to coach girls softball, and there was two twin girls who were probably 12 years old and had short haircuts and phenomenal athletes. And I literally got asked by other coaches in other towns to prove they were girls. And I'm like, really? How do you expect me to do that? So, you know, I get it in principle that, you know, we don't want people walking into each other's bathrooms. But really, number one, what can you do about it? Is somebody going to police it? And number two,
good question.
Like you were saying, there's stalls, there's everything else. And, you know, who's going to police this? You know, and actually, my daughter's not that attractive. So.
Oh, my God. Will you stop it?
Just as a side note, I love that another coach would call you out on the sex of a 12-year-old child like you were trying to throw a softball game at 12. That's so funny to me.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, they had short blonde hair, and they had batting gloves hanging out of their rear pockets, you know, and maybe they were a little bit tomboyish, but certainly I'm not going to sneak in there with two boys on my girl. What 12-year-old boy are you going to get to play in a girl's softball?
Right.
All right. That's the best question. And I was a tomboy. I know you find this shocking.
I don't believe you.
Before I wore makeup, I mean, without makeup now, I look like James Spader. So,
right.
I mean, I always looked like a boy.
How about that? Well, thank
maybe
you.
I am, Mark.
Sorry about your daughter, Mark.
See you in the bathroom.
That's okay.
All right.
Bye.
I like to picture his daughter just driving around town hearing, hey, my dad's on the radio. Hey.
That's why I'm sorry I ruined his joke, but I didn't know it was a joke at first. It's like, we can't have that.
No. All right. A quick break. And I see all the calls. We're going to get to as many of you as we can. I promise. 312-981-7200. Stay where you are. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Nice fake air guitar, Bill.
I'm playing the bouzouki.
What is a bouzouki?
It's an instrument that I'm air playing right now. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder.
And a bouzouki.
Yeah, and I have an air bouzouki.
Are you bouzouki Bill?
I'm bouzouki Bill. 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Give us a text.
All right, there's this new law, House Bill 2. It's otherwise known as the Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act. And Ringo Starr, Bruce Springsteen, Bryan Adams, they have canceled their shows in North Carolina because they say, well, Ringo says, I'm sorry to disappoint my fans in the area, but we need to take a stand against this hatred, spread peace and love. And there seems to be some truth to that. The law says that what you are born how you are born and what's on your birth certificate will determine which bathroom you go into.
So always carry your birth certificate with you when you have to use the restroom.
See, that's another
always.
Thing. And as listener Mark with the lovely daughter commented,
yeah.
Who is going to, I mean, you get a bathroom attendant if you're lucky enough to be in a nice restroom.
Yeah.
You have a bathroom attendant where you can borrow some hairspray or Q-tips
right.
or whatever you need.
Right.
Now, are they going to have to say, drop them?
They're going to have to, yes. Yes, that's the future.
I don't really understand it. Hi, Tina.
Hi there. How are you?
We're good. What do you think?
Good. Well, I don't have an opinion on that. I think it's each his own. But I was telling your producer that one time when I was driving to St. Louis, which is about a five-hour ride, I had my seven-year-old grandson with me, and we came to a rest stop on 55, and he did not want to go in the ladies' room.
Hmm.
And I said, well, I will let you go in the man's room. And the outer door was open, but you couldn't see unless you really went all the way in there.
Yeah.
And I said, if anyone comes near you, you scream,
yeah.
and I will come right in after you. And he said, okay, Grandma. And that's what we did.
That seems to work. Why not?
Yeah, it did. It did. Only had to do that one other time in a McDonald's. And, of course, there's only one stall, so
yeah.
that really wasn't much of an issue. I said, I'm right out here. You scream, I'll be right in there. I didn't care.
And you scream, I scream, we all scream for you to
that's
come in and
right.
help.
That's the way this
that's
saying
right.
goes. Yeah, well, that's
right.
a brilliant idea. Why not?
Thank you, Tina.
Thanks, Tina.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Sorry.
She didn't finish.
I finished for her. 708. The reason the stalls are in the back in a men's room is because typically number two is being done, and other patrons of the restroom should not have to walk through that.
I guess.
You know what? We all... Haven't you read that book when you were a little kid?
Hop on Pop?
Which
no. book? Which book?
Everyone poops.
Yeah. Soon to be a major motion picture. That Jake Gyllenhaal can do anything he wants to, Wendy.
Joe, I believe you're our last call on this matter.
Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? I guess I've been hearing about this for a couple of days, and I think there maybe like needs to be like some clarification.
Sure.
So I think I heard somebody else earlier say like nobody would dress up like a woman just to do that. But there's been several accounts of people who have been arrested for being in women's bathrooms and simply dressing up as women. Another thing is if you transgender, you can physically or legally change your birth certificate.
Right.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But
sure.
why go through all that trouble?
Yeah.
So, here's the thing is, so I believe this bill also only addresses the public situation so that private companies could mandate their own, or I think an additional bathroom is a great idea.
Yeah.
But it gives a legal framework for somebody who is, they come in and say, I'm just going to say I self-identify, walk into a bathroom and sit in there for 3 hours with women, you know, you wouldn't have any method to be able to remove them.
No.
And then the other thing I like to say is I get a little problem with a lot of these companies and people who kind of pile onto this because I know like Apple has been a big spoken on this, but these are companies who are doing business in countries in the Middle East and other places that have tremendous records, you know, of abuse and stuff against homosexuals and stuff. And I think that they should probably, you know, those would be areas where they should maybe think about of do we do business in these kind of countries. So
that's an interesting thought. Joe, there's one thing I want to say, though, about this person or people that were arrested in bathrooms. Maybe they dressed as women and then went in and took pictures or videos.
Yeah, it's a lot of videotaping, right.
Now, are those are those people who are transgendering, or are those just creeps?
No, I think they're
See?
Just in there. But I think what happens is that if you self-identify, and I have a lot of friends who are, you know, I live in the northern part of Chicago. And if you self-identify, I think that creates a legal problem because how do you prove if somebody really is or is not?
Right, but you also seem to be describing the fact that what people are afraid of is already happening without protection for these people.
Yeah, wouldn't you agree with that, Joe?
Right, then if you have this and somebody can say, I self-identify and go in there, then you have, like, what do you do of, you're an individual, and I don't think it's going to be women going into men's rooms because I think most men would love to have women in the bathroom, but if you're, you know, like, you do it all in the bars. You see women all the time in men's bathrooms.
Yeah, because the line's shorter, and if you have to go,
yeah,
you got to
exactly.
go where you got to go.
You guys are awesome when you're in there. But when
There's your compliment.
Yeah, exactly. Compliment.
Thanks.
When you have a guy who goes in and says he can self-identify, I think then you're putting the women in a bad position of being like, so is this something I report, or am I going to be in a position like how does that affect, and like how would you feel, or what would you do in that situation? Would you be comfortable saying, I think this is a guy. I don't know.
I don't even care. If Bill walked into the girls' bathroom, I would go, dude, Bill, you're in the wrong one.
Yep.
But I mean, even if he continued to go, I would. Who did I care?
And I dress like a painter, and I always have a can of paint. So in a case like that, I just start painting a wall.
Yeah, I think that just like before everyone kind of like jumps in and says, I did this for this reason, I did that for that reason, that people need to step back and think about, okay, so what are the ramifications? I don't know why North Carolina passed the law, but I can see both sides of it, and I think there needs to be some type of...
You guys, wait. Joe, what happened to the don't ask, don't tell? Why do we even have to say, I identify as a woman, I'm going to use this bathroom?
Because in this case, it goes beyond that, because people think that their rights, it's not the rights of the person that you're wondering about for the don't ask, don't tell. These people are saying, my rights are being infringed upon.
But how do you even know? I could have gone to the bathroom today and there could have been a man.
Right.
Well, I think in 99% of the times, people can kind of, you know, at least where I have lived, that you can kind of get an idea. But for the protection of that situation of where people are doing this intentionally to potentially do harm to somebody going to a bathroom, like a woman, you know, I don't know if it creates the legal framework for that. Because if you Google man and women's bathroom, I mean, arrests pop up. And, you know, then the state or the municipality is in a bad position of saying, like, well, were we somewhat complicit in allowing this to happen?
Right. All right, listen, we got to run. I totally get your point.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Have a good weekend. All right.
It's not a weekend yet.
Oh.
It does feel like a Friday,
doesn't it? It's coming. I know it's coming. All right, a break. Thanks, everybody, for chiming in on that. A quick break. Steve with the news.
Something
and then
is
more
bothersome to me.
Something more than this?
Yeah.
Is that coming next? All right, we'll discuss this next. Something even more bothersome. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.